The luggage of the Delaware State University women's lacrosse team was recently searched for drugs after a traffic stop in Georgia. Nothing illegal was found, and now the school's president is incensed. WHYY's Chris Barish reports.
The team's charter bus was on its way home from a southern tour when it was stopped on I-95 near Savannah. A cop told the driver he was in a lane buses can't use.
We're sitting on the bus waiting, and then one of my student athletes says they're pulling our luggage off of the bus. So we all look over, and then we see a dog sniffing and going through our belongings.
That's Coach Pamela Jenkins. A deputy hopped on and described what was happening. This audio is from a video one student shot.
If there is anything in y'all's luggage, we're probably going to find it. Marijuana is still illegal for the state of Georgia.
Jenkins says students were astonished and wondered about racial profiling. The two deputies were white, and Jenkins and most of her 30 players and staff are black. The driver also was black.
One of my student athletes asked, how did this go from a routine traffic stop to animals going through our things? He says on these highways that they often see charter buses smuggling narcotics or people.
The cops spent 30 minutes ransacking the bags, even pulling out some of the women's underwear. They also unwrapped a gift one girl had received. In the end, they found nothing illegal or suspicious. They didn't even give the driver a ticket. Delaware State President Tony Allen wrote to the school community that players and staff handle themselves with dignity. He said the school is exploring options for recourse, legal and otherwise. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.